Hello, and welcome to Working Together with Kelly Elkins. I'm your host, Kelly Elkins, your Chief Operating Officer for Maine Health. In this new podcast series, I will be joined each episode by guests who are participating on teams focused on how we can further support and enhance how we work together across Maine Health so that we can achieve our vision of working together so our communities are the healthiest in America. In particular, we will highlight work we are doing in further development of our operating model for Maine Health and how we are creating structure and processes that make it easier for you to do your work. Today's episode is titled Compensation 101. It probably will not come to a surprise to anyone listening that one of the most frequent questions or requests that leaderships receive is around compensation and how the organization makes decisions. In today's episode, we're going to get a little education or a compensation 101 class, if you will, to help everyone better understand how compensation matters are evaluated, considered, and determined for Maine Health. To join me in the conversation this morning is my guest, Tammy Broadhurst, Senior Director of Compensation for Maine Health. Welcome to the podcast, Tammy.
Thank you, Kelly.
Tammy, you might be one of the most popular leaders in Maine Health that people don't know. Before you start our education today, can you explain to us what your role of Senior Director of Compensation entails and what is the role of your compensation team?
Absolutely. And I will tell you, this is one of the more difficult questions to answer because the role is quite broad. I would say, though, that if I had to summarize it, it would be that I am accountable for being aware of what's going on externally as we think about market trends, workforce shortage, that sort of thing, regulatory, and then balancing that with what's going on internally as we think about, for example, job turnover, vacancy rate, where we're having our most significant pressures as an organization trying to hire folks in, because at the end of the day, we have to balance all of that in order to develop strategies that help us to both retain and attract talent. So that's how I would summarize my job.
And what is the work that your team does?
My team actually brings that to life by working with leaders on a day-to-day basis, making salary offers where we are looking to, first and foremost, make sure we educate our leaders so that they are informed about the decisions that we're making as we bring new talent in, and actually, too, as talent crosses across the organization. The other item, clearly, that my team is accountable for is doing the analytics in order to assess those external factors, one of which would be looking at survey data. We have over 40 surveys that we participate in every single year to make sure that we have the data necessary to benchmark all of our jobs. So that's the other piece that my team would be accountable for.
Excellent. Well, thanks for sharing that. I think because compensation can be a little, have a little mystique around it, for everyone to understand that there's actually a team and what they focus on an ongoing basis, not just once a year when we think of our comp program, I think is helpful. So let's dive in a little bit more deeper, though, into some of our education here today. And can you start by explaining the philosophy or how the compensation process works at Maine Health? As well, what are the goals of the annual compensation program?
Absolutely. I'm going to actually answer the philosophy question in two parts.
Okay.
I'm going to focus on compensation first and total reward second, because that's a really important piece that I want to share. So the compensation philosophy for Maine Health is obviously to ensure that we are market competitive, meaning we have a market competitive structure, but we also have to balance that with making sure that we are fair and equitable as we think about how we're going to implement our pay practices across the system. The total rewards proposition is really what enables us to build a community so that we are able to retain talent at Maine Health, and that really is our focus going forward. It's really, obviously, compensation is important, but it really is the total value proposition.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. And I couldn't agree more, right? You know, baseline comp, we want to be as competitive as reasonable within the market, as you mentioned, but it has to be all of the other elements, not just even within rewards related to benefits and some of the other things you mentioned, but also our culture, right?
Absolutely.
Those pieces are critical. But yeah, the foundation does start with compensation. You know, Tammy, could you elaborate a little bit on the philosophy when you talk about being competitive in the market?
When we think about Maine and New Hampshire, the areas where we serve, what do we consider the market? I'm sure a lot of people are curious. Is it the local community that we're in? Is it New England? Is it the entire country? How would you answer that question?
Yeah, it's a great question. We actually focus on the Northeast or the New England region. We are mindful of what's going on, though, nationally. You have to really think about where we're attracting our talent from, and we're not just attracting our talent from the greater, you know, Portland or greater Bangor area, wherever we are in the state of Maine, right? Mm-hmm. So we do look at primarily the region, meaning New England, the Northeast, and we are mindful of that those practices.
Okay, great. And then one question I know I get a lot from folks is, when we're comparing to market, clearly we are looking at like institutions mm-hmm. and roles, but we know with some of our positions now, our direct competition isn't always within healthcare, right? It's the retail mm-hmm. sector and other technology sectors. Does that factor in at all when we do market reviews, or are we strictly looking at healthcare organizations as our competitor in this sense?
That's a great point as well, Kelly. We actually, the 40 surveys that we participate in also reflect general industry.
Oh, okay.
We need to be competitive with respect to the combination or the blending, if you will, of general industry and healthcare. I'm not saying we're going to pay general industry wages,
right?
But we need to be mindful of that, especially in the areas such as IT or finance, marketing, that sort of thing, where you can actually be losing and gaining talent outside of your industry. So we need to be mindful of that. So we do take that into consideration when we look at our data sources.
So when we think about our annual compensation program, what are the goals associated with the annual program?
The annual program, really, it's all about, first of all, there's a fundamental pay-for-performance component, which is really critical. As we think about our ability to retain, we need to make sure that folks feel like they are rewarded for their performance. Yeah. So that's why we have a pay-for-performance or the merit program. That's always part of the approach. The market approach is really all about us informing our senior leadership teams as we think about those external factors that I described at the beginning and balancing that with the internal factors so that we make sure that we are addressing our pressure points, being mindful of our spend that we have. So that really is that's the focus, is how can we stretch those dollars that we have available to us to ensure we're getting them to the pressure points that we have when we get the feedback across the organization from our senior leadership teams.
Just to be clear, every care team member is eligible for merit or pay for performance mm-hmm. and has that opportunity. But is everyone eligible for market adjustments on an annual basis?
No, they are not. And I just also want to make a distinction, Kelly, too, that merit is at the person level, right? Mm-hmm. So to your point, all jobs that are eligible, with exception, we do have exceptions, for example, physicians, executives that are part of another program, APPs. So if you have your ability to perform as an individual, that's the merit piece. The market is really all about the job. So it's really about looking at the market to determine which of the jobs based upon our external review have moved significantly. And then if you then switch over to the internal side of the house and have caused significant pressure for us in the form of not being able to retain or attract. Mm-hmm. So that really is what goes into determining market adjustments. Market adjustments, in a perfect world, you would need them because you would be at market and you would be focusing on pay for performance. The market's moving so incredibly quickly right now that's why we are in the position we are in. That when we combine that with the workforce shortage, that sort of thing, that is why we need to make sure we allocate dollars to market every year.
Great. So outside of merit and market, and you referenced this a little bit with total rewards, but want to put maybe some finer points on other ways we are investing in our workforce in the compensation space?
Absolutely. I think a key investment for us is building career pathways. As we really think about the workforce shortage and our inability to find as many bodies and as many people as we need to fill those jobs, you know, we need to sometimes develop that talent on our own. And I think Helene Kennedy and her team have done a fabulous job of creating those pathways.
Absolutely.
That, to me, is key. The other way that we need to build pathways would be, once our folks are onboarded, making sure that they understand that they have growth and development opportunities, yes. whether that be through a career path, a clinical ladder, lateral horizontal growth and movement, mm-hmm. that sort of thing, the opportunity to maybe build out and have a certification through the tuition reimbursement program. Yeah. They're able to kind of build their knowledge, that sort of thing. So that, to me, is how we are able to really invest in our talent beyond just a typical comp program.
That's great. And to your point about the workforce shortage, doing those internal investments and the building and growing our own is truly how we're going to be able to manage through the shortage, which we don't see going away anytime soon. So really great that you highlighted those pieces. So now I'm going to ask the big question. So we have an annual comp program. There's a merit component everyone's eligible for. There's the market, which not everyone is. But how are decisions made about the budget for that process? And as you mentioned, you prioritize, particularly in that market perspective. How are those decisions made? Who makes those decisions?
So the key decision makers would be really the senior executive team, the MaineHealth senior team, which I know you are a part
yes.
of. But also, too, I also want to emphasize that we also engage with other senior leaders across our system to make sure that we are informed before we make those decisions. And that's what I'll go back to the beginning of our conversation, which is, what is my role?
Right.
The role of my team is to inform the senior leaders that make these very difficult decisions, so that we can identify and make it as objective as possible as we consider the external factors, the market, and the internal pressures that we are experiencing, in order to then take those limited funds that we have mm-hmm. And be able to distribute them. I would also suggest, too, as we look to determining a budget each year, there are surveys for that sort of thing as well.
Yeah.
So we look at, okay, what are other healthcare systems doing for budget purposes? And we look to emulate that, be mindful of that, but also be mindful of our needs as an organization and our financial position. So we work closely with finance mm-hmm. To determine ultimately what the total budget will be.
Thanks for outlining that. And I can, obviously, I knew the answer to that question being a part of that senior team. But I want to emphasize the involvement that our leaders at the local entity level and within the service line level and other spaces, in terms of their input of ranking for them, what are the top priorities, where they want to see that. And it's also not a one time. They give you initial information up front. You come to the senior team with an initial thought. Then we, you know, make some tweaks to that. And then we put that back in front of those same leaders to say, does this resonate with you? Do you think it'll make the impact? And I know, since I have been here each year, that second round usually informs some final tweaking that we do before we set the final decision. So it's not something that just happens at a MaineHealth senior team level with us kind of doing it in a vacuum. It is, I think, a very well thought out and informed process. Of course, we would always love to do more, to your point, and that's something we strive to. And part of our journey back to financial sustainability as we've come through the pandemic is to get ourselves in a position where we can put more and more of our dollars or our earnings back into our care team member space. And so I feel good about where we're investing over the past couple of years, and hope in the future we can keep doing more. If we perform better, the more we can give back to our team.
You know, absolutely. And I love the fact that you mentioned journey. I think it's really important for our care team members to understand we are on a journey. This is not something that is a one and done.
Right.
You know, we unified, the pandemic hit, the workforce shortage hit. We continue to invest many dollars into our care team members. And I think that, obviously, as the future progresses, there's going to be continued opportunity for us to continue that investment and continue the process that we've described as we think about the ways that we're going to be able to take those dollars and make sure that they are applied, you know, most effectively to our care team members and to the system as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. Tammy, I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of the Working Together with Kelly Elkins podcast. I think it is so important to help raise awareness of our care team regarding our compensation program and how decisions are made. I think today you have removed some of the mystique from the process, and I hope as the annual comp program rolls out each year, that folks will feel a little more grounded in how the information that's getting to them, how it was formed and informed by the team. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I hope that you found this episode informative and that it provides a deeper insight into one of our major areas of focus as we continue to enhance how we work together as MaineHealth to achieve our vision of working together so that our communities are the healthiest in America. Thank you and have a blessed day.